Who has praise?
I have praise.
What's praise?
Medicare open enrollment is over. No more commercials. No more phone calls.
That's a praise. I went on your Blue Cross Blue Shield Advantage plan because you said you had liked it, so I went and talked to them and got that one. I have another praise. When our taxes were not finished, they went back from my Medicare price to a year. They pick a year out of the air. And they happened to pick the one that I made more money by about 5 times than I ever made my whole life. And then they raised my Medicare premium a little over $300 a month. Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, my goodness. Maybe not exactly that, but close to it. Okay. And so I went back and I called them and I asked them to please go back. And now that the taxes are all done, do the right year instead of that wrong year. And they did. And they gave me a $3,000 refund for the money that they had taken. And now that I have my first month of my Social Security income being back to the level that it was supposed to be. So I think that's probably a praise. Yeah. Keith?
I only have two more tests.
Two more tests. Almost there. All right. Cool. Yeah, Vicki.
I've got a good report at the eye doctor this past Monday that he is doing better than they expected, and he was very glad to know that he wasn't shocked yet.
I didn't want to see that eye treatment.
Yeah, he wasn't eligible, so we have another report that he may be eligible for, but hopefully we'll see some more improvement. And my son gets out Tuesday, and I don't have to go pick him up, so yay, two praises on that. And we had a great Thanksgiving, and it was nice to have my son home again. I walked through my boys.
Cool. Elisa.
I just like to praise the Lord for the joy that he gives me when I see one of our children carrying on a tradition of generosity at a holiday time and stuff like that, and doing gifts for children.
Cool. Yeah. I saw you smiling. Who else? Josh.
We finished the big job.
Big mean dog ear job.
Big mean dog
ear. Yeah. That's the thing Mark's learning about getting jobs. Man, do you see this job? You got an opportunity. You want to get this job. And then you get this job. And then you want to figure out a way to turn loose of this job. Because it's, man, Lord, why did I ever get this job? Yeah, you do. It was there in education for sure. Who else? Mary.
Yeah, I just want to praise God for leading them, working for, all over, been there. Yeah, Sarah Jenner and me, they were
probably. Yeah.
Anyway, she has a friend that had a surgery also. You know, one of the doctors put the wrong cup on the wrong knee. He had to complain all the time, what is wrong? He went to the doctor. And the doctor had the wrong one. They put it right on the left instead of on the right. Yeah, I saw them when I was talking to my friend about it. God bless her, didn't have to see you.
That's not a mark. Yeah. Anybody else? Bob.
I thank God for just me being alive. I there's so many times in times past that I could have been dead for some reasons, but I thank God for giving me an opportunity to live.
Well, amen. Me too. Me too. I got to second that praise. You know, every time I do something medical at my middle age, it's the middle of something. You know, if you double it, and then it's middle. Right. Okay. But anyway, and things keep working out, and I keep kicking, and I keep being able to do something good, something that I want to do. And people keep getting saved, so I'm still doing what I'm supposed to do. Mary.
Yeah, just want to remind us that everyone in here, if you're going to serve God, tell anyone to do morning
not when these
doctors get tired of it.
Yeah. Well, then that must be a praise. I said, no one's ever told me what time my appointment is that day. She said, oh, we want you in here at 6:30. I said, well, let's just go ahead and make it early. And she, there was a silence on the other end of the line. And she got it after a while, but it took a while. Anyway. Dickie?
Yesterday, I had the privilege of going to a birthday party. We have a group of friends I've told you about before that we've been all friends since elementary school, and only one of us has a mom left, and we celebrated her 90th. And she's in good health because she's tired, and she has to have a nap every day, and she doesn't have the stamina that she used to, but she doesn't have any old people medical problems since she's emerged. So she's doing well, and it was good to see her. She looks amazing.
All right, cool.
Taking out her baby video so he can see all the...
All right, Josh, what's your praise?
Maybe it's the last one on a big job. I'm harping on it, but you know, we did that job and we made a lot of mistakes, a lot of issues. We had to go back and redo a lot of the work we already done because it was wrong. And just there were so many different ways that that job could have went south. Many, many different ways. In the end, the Lord allowed me to learn what I learned and financially make money on it and have a great stuff and wants me to do more jobs and give me a great review.
Yeah.
On this job, it should have went south 10 different ways.
Face that.
And there's no doubt he was working there.
Next week is a special week here coming up. Most people don't remember it or think about it because it's crammed right in between Thanksgiving and Christmas every year. But what is it we always do crammed in between Thanksgiving and Christmas every year? Heart of Purpose Sunday, coming up next week. I get to preach on money. Yeah, we get to have a feel-good sermon. What? Yeah, I'm not kidding. Those are... Just think about it. Okay. Most of the stuff God does, you can't see it. Most of what he does, you can't see it. You know he's doing it because things do change and all that, but you can't just directly see it. Tithing and giving is Christianity 101. It's where you start. It's the very beginning. It's the first grade. Elementary school. And you know, if you don't pass elementary school, you get to go into special ed. I've already got ideas where this is going next week. Some of you have been in special ed. And it's special. But when you pass and you realize how it works and what it's for and who you're dealing with and why, all of a sudden it becomes a joy. It becomes fun. It's exciting. It's cool to see what's coming next. And to go through a Sunday and not do what God told you to do, you have to feel guilty about it. Why would you do that? When it's one thing that we actually can be faithful in. It just requires doing it. There's two things you need to make sure you do on Saturday. Take a bath and write your side check. That's it. And if you want to wait till Sunday morning on the bath, we're good with that too. Just get up early. You can even write your tithe check on Sunday morning if you get up early enough. Just don't forget it. And I don't care one way or the other because God's going to take care of me and take care of the church whether you do or don't. I'm not saying that for us. By the way, the broker you are, the more you need to give. You mean, how can I give more if I'm broke? I'm not saying give more. I'm saying the more necessity it is in your life if you become a giver. If you don't want to stay broke. Some people like being broke. I didn't think that was true either. No. I thought that was true. I'm poor and I'm proud of it. That's a disease that's going around. It's contagious. Yeah. Farmers.
Poor and proud of it. Can't get more farm.
Now, some people are just naturally poor. Like Keith over there. He's been poor his whole life. Even when he's not been poor, he's been poor. So. It was coming anyway. I just beat him to it. You know it was coming anyway. Well, I just took care of it for you. Okay. Any other praises before we quit being ridiculous? Mark.
So this week, someone asked me for some money that needed it. And, you know, I thought about it for a bit. And I said, you know, I don't really have it, but, you know, I have some I can give them, you know. So I prayed about it and I gave them money, right? And I got it the next day returned with interest, you know. So it just was nice to see that. Normally I don't get the money back, but
that's pretty normal too. But what's God say? He that giveth to the poor does what? Lendeth to the Lord. And I will repay, saith the Lord. Apparently with interest.
Not usually from the person you want to.
No, not, almost never from the... No, that doesn't happen very often. But it could, you know. All right. Proverbs 27. We had worked our way down to verse 5, and we said we were going to discuss this fifth verse today. Open rebuke is better than secret love. You know, one of the commentaries I read says that all of these first six verses in Proverbs 27 come in pairs. And I thought, well, okay, let me look at that. And they kind of do, yeah. I mean, it's not like it's a rule that somebody with the authority of God wrote and said it did, but they do relate. So we're going to read them both together and see if that affects it any. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. All right. What's it mean? Open rebuke is better than secret love.
An honest criticism is better than a false
praise. Well, that's for the second verse. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Let's go back to the first one. What? Open rebuke. How is it better than secret love? It's corrective.
Gets things out in the open, and it's, you know, everything is on the same plane. Everybody knows what...
Okay, it's easy enough to see how that open rebuke could be if it's done wisely and tactfully. Sometimes it's hard to be tactful with things that have to be said. It's easy to see how open rebuke could be profitable. How is secret love profitable? Mark?
So, if you have a child, for example, and you rebuke them for what they've done, you know, I think that's better than secretly going behind the scene and correcting the issue, right?
Well, okay, maybe.
Because you love them, right? But
all right, describe secret love. It's love, number one, because it says it is.
It's usually not known by the party that it's expressed for.
Well, okay, so secret love would be love that isn't shown?
Well, it makes sense. No, in today's society, secret love would be something that's not supposed to be
out. Oh, well, I don't think that's what that's talking about at all here. It's talking about love, and love is a good thing, but secret love. I think Mark hit the nail on the head. He said, you rebuke a child openly, but you love them. But if it's secret love, you're not showing them you love them. Well, how do you love your kids? Well, you love them unconditionally, but love as a verb in the Bible, how do you love your kids?
You care for them.
You provide for them. You take care of them. You rebuke them. You what? You train them and teach them.
And sometimes you have to punish them.
And this reminds me of when I was a kid. I don't know how old I was. I was probably 10 or 12, something like that. And my mother was back porch, we did back porch, we go take a nap. And I asked her about, I'd gotten in trouble for something, didn't I?
Again? Yeah, okay.
And I had asked her, why did you do that? Because we love you. And that is the only time I have ever heard her, I love you. Yeah. And I remember it. I'll make it to my grave, you know.
Yeah. I don't really remember my dad ever really being open about his love toward me or anybody else for that matter. Keith and then Sherry.
Open is love with action, and the other one is just love without action, and you're not really showing them that you actually...
Well, a secret love is, if you love your kids, if you love each other, tell them, show them. Hug them. What good is love in secret? Known a girl for her whole life. You know your mom loved you. Sort of. But if you had to prove it, where would the evidence be? It's like somebody said, if you had to go on trial for being a Christian, how much evidence would there be against you? Secret love is love that's kept secret, kept to yourself. And it's not spoken of here as being worth much.
I just think our generation back at that time is where a lot of people didn't say to their kids, I love you.
Yeah, well, how'd they get where they were being so stupid? From their parents.
Dad telling me, but I knew he loved me.
But, I guess sometimes it takes a really traumatic event to change some of those things. How do kids define love?
T-I-M-E.
You're right. Time. Other adults do too, by the way.
And that's because my dad didn't do that. I decided I was going to make sure I told my kids all the time, over and over and over.
Yeah. On the cancer bed. You know, you're not going to make it. We're going to try, but don't get your hopes up. You know, you got a 4% chance at best. Well, that's the doctor saying you're going to die. You know, I know what it means. So I spend that whole night awake, obviously. You're not going to sleep after that. And all this crazy stuff running through my mind. What was unique about that is the things that did not run through my mind. Ever. Where I'm going to spend eternity. Didn't even come up. Settled. With no reason to think about it. One thing it did. And matter of fact, it's the only thing that did that I remember. Is the time I had not spent with my boys. My kids. That was it. That was weighing a ton. Everything else was, I won't say I became a perfect dad after that, but I did change it, Mark.
The same way when you lose somebody unexpectedly, you know, they die quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You think about all the things that you didn't do.
Yeah, you've been through that. You for sure have. And so, open rebuke. Sometimes, like, Nona's example was priceless, actually, if you think about what she just sold us. She said her mom rebuked her. She's in trouble. And she asked her mom why. And She said she did because she loved her. So the one thing that's memorable in her life above everything else stacked in there is that open rebuke. Because it revealed a secret that you get to hold on to.
I think it's weird for us to take for granted that our kids know that we love them because of everything that we do for them.
They don't measure.
That we're supposed to do, like,
yeah,
roof over their head and make sure they have clothes and that they're fed all the time. You know, that's what we're,
yeah,
supposed to do, and they take that for granted. And you have to do something above and beyond and make sure you tell them that you love them so that they know that you do it because you want to and not because you have to.
Is it acceptable for me to teach you things that I don't practice very well myself? Probably not. Well, what if you need to know, and it's the truth, even though I'm not being a great example? I should be, but I'd be Jesus if I was, because I'm preaching the word, but I'm not Jesus. So what I'm about to teach you is not bragged on as being something I practice, but loving people, whether it's your kids or your spouse or each other, your friends, whatever it is, it's something you have to learn to do individually because they don't all spell it the same way. What's love to somebody isn't love to somebody else. We learn a little bit about that with spouses aren't getting along, and then they have to learn about the 7 love languages and find out what the other person's love language is so that, because I pretty much guarantee you, your love language is not what your spouse's love language is. I almost guarantee you 100%. I mean, it's like God don't let people get married if their love language is the same. Or something like that. I don't think that's a rule, but it seems like that. Point being is, if you're going to love each other, you got to learn how to do it. And how much more so is that with your kids? Because they don't assume that love and feel loved because of the same thing. One will feel loved if you do this, that, or the other, and the other one will feel totally the opposite if you do that. When you start having kids, a little baby comes and they're cute and all that, you know, and another one comes along and he's about that long and they're cute and all that, and you just assume he's just like the other one. Wrong. You know, not even close. Well, wait a minute. They're from the same parents. They're the same genes. Should be a little bit alike. Not necessarily. Mark.
Lisa was first.
Oh, one of the things that's helpful to me in different situations, not just in marriage, but in other difficult relationships, is I know how God sees me now. It took me a while to get that. A few years to get that. So I just ask God to let me see somebody through His eyes. I know I can't do that all the way like He does. God sees us as we are going to be, and He accepts us as we are. So who am I to reject somebody because they made a decision that wasn't His decision or wanted?
He made them all different, and He's the only one that knows the details.
Isn't it amazing how many people in the world that He made everybody as different?
Yeah, we make a big deal out of the fingerprints being all different. Well, the personalities are more different than the fingerprints. Yeah, Mark, you had your hand up. You were next.
I wasn't a great kid when I was growing up. My dad used his belt, I mean, quite often, right? So, but I knew that was love. He never spoke love to me either, other than through his belt, right? My sister and my brother, they were always, you know, different. You know, they didn't get spankings like I did, you know. So, but I still know that my father loved me as much as them. I mean, if he wouldn't have done the things that he did to me, I wouldn't have known that he loved me, because I was doing things that I shouldn't have been doing, and I knew it.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Usually by the time husbands and wives learn how to love each other, they're divorced in today's society. And usually by the time we learn how to love our kids, they're up and gone, and then we get to work on the grandkids. That's like the only reprieve we get is the grandkids. That's the reason they call them grandkids, because they're grand. absolutely. You had your hand up, Josh.
I was going to comment on what Lisa said on seeing people who they are. It's like I always talk about kids teach me more than I'm teaching them. I didn't really know how to love my wife without my baby girl. And through God showing me how to love my baby girl, showed me how to be treating my wife. Because when you got a daughter, if you're a woman, you have a son, you know. But you love them differently.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what they do or how they act. There's a different type of love there.
Yeah.
Turn that, put that around and put it to your spouse. It really changes a lot.
Yeah. When the Bible says the love covers a multitude of sins, it does. It does. You can love without caring about the sin. Yeah, you don't want them to because of why? Consequences, because they're painful and they hurt you. And that's why God doesn't like sins, because of the consequences that come with them. But he does that. He loves us in spite of all that. He loves us in the middle of all that. It's not good one day and not good the next day, like ours tend to be sometimes. Sometimes a kid will, you made some points. You said the belt was how you knew he loved you. What should that teach us?
We need to be disciplined.
He was doing what it took to get the belt. On purpose. Why was he really doing it? Now, you can call me psychological Miss Dr. Phil or something right now, but now what does that teach you about your problem child?
He's much better now, but it took years of a belt.
Yeah, sometimes the attention they're acting out for is they're trying to get you to tell them that you love them. And sometimes they want you to tell them that you love them when they're not lovable. There's been some weird things happened in life that God's used to teach me things and lessons and such. And one of the weird things is, and I think I shared it in a past class somewhere, but one of the weird things is that sometimes when I do the stupidest stuff and I get rebellious and I get maybe angry or whatever, and no, I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to talk about it, and I'm not going to talk about it. And, you know, so don't ask me to. That kind of rebellious, you know, what I'm talking about. Don't, yeah, Bubba knows. Rest of you know, too. And you women know, too. But sometimes when I deserve the belt, the Lord will hand me a blessing instead. And then my stature goes from here to about that tall. Now, it doesn't work that way with everybody, but it does with me. And I'd rather have the belt, frankly. But, no, the belt wouldn't do to my heart what that did. And God knows how to turn the heart. So you can pray, all right, Lord, make me as smart with my kids as you are with me. I don't expect a perfect answer to that, but it would be a good way to pray, get you started. I did that once with a guy that really messed me up bad on a job. I mean, he did not show up at the absolute most critical time that he could not just show up. And a day or two later, when he finally did, I'm sure he expected to be fired. He deserved to be fired, certainly, and probably should have been fired. But God will put things in your mind, and it's like, yeah, you remember last time you acted that way, what I did. Okay. And so I told him, gently, how disappointed I was, and that you really hurt the project and that. But I told it, and I don't remember how I worded it, but I kept him on and I gave him a raise. And he never was quite the same after that. But it don't work with everybody, so I'm not telling you, you know, what works and what doesn't, but secret love, the way I've been studying this, and I've been reading around this thing and studying some other stuff for a couple of weeks now, and secret love is just not worth a whole lot. It's just not. And yeah, and I know that in today's world that, you know, love, you know, we got what, 6 or 7 different Greek words and 5 or 6 Hebrew words that all tell us different aspects of what we use the one word love for. But this one being, obviously being a good one, it's not worth much if it's hidden. It's not worth much if they don't know. Lisa?
You know the verse that states the same principle that this one does? There are other verses that address this issue because for some reason it does not.
Well, I can't really think of one offhand. There are many. But we'll just kind of watch for them as we go along and see if we see some more.